This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sexy Sunday edition of Free Talk Live is now underway. The telephone number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
We've been talking about, well, at first we talked about glory holes. And Steel Panther. And then we talked about Something Wicked This Way Comes. Sex Bots.
Coming up next.
Are in production.
Robot Glory Holes.
Well, that wasn't on deck, but now that you mentioned, we could talk about that.
I think it exists in China.
Well, certainly we were talking about Japan, where, like, you know, apparently this a virtual version of the sex robot already exists for the males in Japan.
I'm pretty sure I happened across an article about some, like, Chinese...
So, like, you ghost wrote it then?
No. I wish. No, but
I just happened upon an article.
Apparently it's a real thing, right? But it's like a Chinese semen extractor, right? So I was just thinking.
What? I think I know her.
Ming Lu. Okay.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Richard.
No, but I'm just saying, if you set this up in like a glory hole area, right, then you have a robot glory hole.
That's a genius business plan. I'm going to do that. Next Pork Fest.
You just put it on a trailer, right, and wheel it wherever you're going to go. You can just make money at, like, at the random wayside on the freeway.
I literally just lost my headset laughing at that.
You can't even talk. Look at you.
That is the most brilliant place to set that up I've ever heard.
There will be a line all the way out to the mini golf course. Wait, set it up at the mini golf course.
Well, considering we're the only people that use the mini golf course.
Well, okay. All right.
Carry on.
What are we talking about? I've never seen Richie Rich laugh that hard.
That was a good one, man.
He's even wiping perhaps a tear away from his eye. That's pretty good. Watch.freetalklive.com if you want to
Occasionally
see.
That happens.
Like Richie Rich cry.
Oh, man.
Wait, Nikki, you made Richie Rich cry?
How dare you?
I'm really, this is like my proudest moment.
You should get like a merit or something.
Yeah, can we print it out really quick?
Give her one
just
point.
Like Sarah's.
Give you a certificate.
Yeah, I want to
put it in a frame. I made Richie Rich cry.
I'm going to call Aria. She'll do it for me.
Tears of joy. That was good. That may be the funniest thing I've ever heard on Free Talk Live or Sunday Night Show. That was brilliant.
See?
Yeah. I come around every once in a while. You know? That's why you guys keep me around.
You got some smats.
That's the peak. I don't even know where we go from here.
Well, I do. Okay. We go right to the story about the U.S. chess prodigy Hans Niemann sues for $100 million over claims he used anal beads to cheat.
Okay.
What?
Hang on.
Did you bring this in, Richard?
Yes.
Of course he did.
I've been following this story for like 2 months now.
He didn't know where we're going to go from here, and yet, yes, he did, because he brought this frickin' story in.
So I don't know how much the article gets into as far as recap goes.
Okay.
So you just want to tell us?
I'll catch you Richie up as
Rich,
far as I
tell
know.
Tell us a story.
I'll catch you up as far as I know up until this point. So the chess world champion is like some Swedish dude named Magnus
Swedish
Carlsen, and this teenage prodigy from the United States, I think kid's like 17, 18, 19, he's a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat, like, the world grandmaster in chess in such alarming fashion that the world grandmaster in chess Magnus Carlsen.
He was like, there must be something up his ass.
Right. He said, like, this kid must be cheating, and I don't know how. I just know I can't get beat like that by natural causes.
So, hang on.
So he levied the accusation. Go ahead.
Is it against the rules to have something up your butt while you're playing chess?
Probably not to just have something up your butt. But this, it gets better though. Okay. So
we haven't revealed the thing.
Well,
the
it says anal beads.
Right.
Hold on. Hold your questions till the end.
Please so, allow the recap to continue.
Okay.
So he levies this accusation at this kid. And the kid admits to cheating somewhat. He goes, well, I have cheated in like two online tournaments when I was like 14 or 15 years old. Or
12 whatever. And 16.
Okay, thank you.
According to the article.
Okay, so it is an article. So we might not have to read the whole article. So 12 and 16, he admits to cheating in like online tournaments that aren't ranked, aren't money tournaments, but he has never cheated in an online, official chess grandmaster match. And so the accusation comes out. He's, like, accused of cheating. He declines. Magnus Carlsen, like, refuses to play the kid ever again. He's like, he's a cheater. I know he's cheating. I can't prove it, but I'm not going to play him. And so they were lined up in some tournament, and Magnus made, like, one move on the board and then resigned from the tournament. Like, I'm not entering this. There are other chess experts that have weighed in and go, like, yeah, the way the kid plays kind of raises some red flags, because at that level, right, there's certain ways that you move around the board, right, that are normal and understood. It's like when they've had that GoBot play, not your GoBot game, yeah, but like the algorithm that played Go, and it didn't move the pieces around like a human would.
I mean, to me, like, when you're playing cards, there's ways of cheating.
Right.
But how do you cheat when you're playing chess?
So the anal beads comes into play because it's the vibration, and he was getting signals from somebody else on what moves to make.
What? Yeah. How?
Allegedly, the coaching, because these guys have coaches, these professional chess players have a team of coaches.
So if you feel three vibrate, right, do this with your pawn.
That's some sort of a... this is all allegedly.
Like it's alleged.
Allegedly.
Well, that's how allegedly I play chess. I didn't know that was cheating.
Allegedly, he had some sort of remote-controlled anal beads and was communicating. His coaches were communicating with him
allegedly
using this particular
and it's because his moves were not normal based on however millennia that chess is being played at the highest level.
Like it could be, like, if you were going to do something like this, it could be as easy as Morse code.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Because in chess, it's all like,
K9 to
queen
E4.
To rook, or whatever,
right.
Whatever the designations are. So you could just have Morse code set up or some series of codes that indicate what that is. Now, how you actually would sit there and receive these codes.
You just sit there and receive the codes. Like, that's.
He must be gay.
Do you think?
Be careful of your words, because there's a $100 million lawsuit on the line here.
Well, I'm not getting sued.
Okay.
Do you think that? Let's just say this is true.
Jerome's going to see us on 60 Minutes.
Let's just
free talk live. Soon.
He'll call it. I knew I'd see you guys on the news. I seen you on Fox News. Do you think that in order to pull something like that out, like this sounds like one of these conspiracies that is that would take way too much production time, rehearsal time to actually pull off.
So, yeah, like just learn how to play chess better.
Well, and that's part of it. He's a prodigy in his teens, like grandmaster level. And he actually had to go to a tournament. They had to, like, wand him and put him through the metal detector.
Well, anal beads aren't metal.
And check him.
Checks, though.
He volunteered to be completely inspected, like the airport
scan.
And play the match naked.
Because they don't do cavity checks.
In order to prove that he wasn't doing any, that he wasn't cheating.
And so that's up his bunghole.
Right. And that's, but, if you ignore that, Right? It sounds like a disgruntled chess master upset because he's losing to a teenage prodigy.
He certainly wouldn't be the first, like, old guy playing a game, thinks he's pretty good, to get his ass beat by a young guy out of nowhere.
Right. Who doesn't play like you would expect someone to play.
603-283-6160. Have you ever cheated at a game? Give us a call. Let us know.
With anal beats.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. Yeah.
your thing.
Chuck Norris.
It's so funny that I like pointed at you to do the thing, and you sneezed immediately. As if I were remote controlling your sneeze.
Yep. I promise, there's nothing up my ass.
Good to know, I guess.
Yet.
Yet.
This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
We're talking about this article that we really haven't even touched on because Richie Rich is apparently the foremost authority on all of these things.
I remember the first accusation because I had it like in the pile for show prep to bring in here.
Yeah.
And then the story just kept getting more bizarre week after week after week.
You're like, I got to save this.
And finally, you brought it in for show prep.
And finally, this part of it, you know.
It's a pretty amazing headline, really. U.S. chess prodigy Hans Niemann sues for $100 million over claims he used anal beads to cheat. So the bullet points here are: American teenage chess prodigy Hans Niemann has sued Norwegian grandmaster Magnus Carlsen, chess.com, and three others for defamation. He claims they sought to blacklist him by claiming he beat Carlsen by using the anal beads to cheat. Weeks after the incident, chess.com released a report claiming Niemann had likely cheated in hundreds of games.
See?
Niemann is seeking $100 million in compensatory, consequential, and punitive damages.
And again, that accusation that they're levying, right, is not that they have evidence or proof that he cheated, but that the way he played doesn't, the way that he played doesn't resemble how someone would normally play, and therefore likely is cheating.
Well, do they have evidence?
No. They just,
so that's why he's suing.
They have the moves that he made correlated with what other grandmasters would do in that situation, and they went, no, this isn't a human move.
So I'm just wondering how they came to the conclusion of anal beads.
Right.
Like why would that be the first thing that you think of?
Well, that's probably why they're getting sued. But, well, because how else were you going to signal them? Right? You're playing one-on-one. He's sitting right in front of you. He's getting signals from somewhere. It's not like baseball. He's not stealing signals from the coach on the sideline.
Yeah.
Like, how would you let someone know? Is it an earpiece in his ear? Well, you could easily see that, right? Is it a wrist, a vibrating wrist strap? Well, you could,
Yeah.
Where are you going to hide this vibrating device that gives you the signals?
Well, maybe he doesn't have any vibrating device. Maybe he's literally a prodigy and he's just great at playing chess.
That's why he's suing.
Okay.
There's some more bullet points here that might be interesting. Carlsen created Player Magnus, a lucrative global brand that he merged with chess.com in an $83 million deal to monopolize the chess world. On September 4th, he taunted Carlsen in an interview after beating him, and this caused the Norwegian to snap, and he maliciously retaliated against the teenager. The defeat robbed Carlsen of solidifying him as the greatest chess player of all time, which would have made his empire more valuable. Carlsen then Carlsen then falsely and baselessly accused Niemann of cheating after he was unable to accept the reality of his unexpected loss.
Yeah, heartbreaker, right? The greatest chess player that ever lived, building your brand. And this 17-year-old comes out of nowhere and puts a hurting on you. Front of the world and chess.com.
Yeah.
We don't know how he's cheating, but we know he's cheating.
Niemann was accused of using vibrating anal beads to communicate with his coach during a September 4th tournament against Carlsen. Where you come up with that as the idea?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like,
why is that what they would assume?
Well, and again, that's why he's getting sued, right? Because that's
so ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous and so accusatory that the reputation of this kid is on the line.
It almost makes me think the other guy has done this before.
I know this is how he's cheating because this is how I cheat all the time.
Right? Yeah, he learned it from me. Right?
That's my move. Vibrating anal beads. That's my move.
He's taking my shtick. Right? The chess prodigy previously declared he would play naked to prove doubters wrong after rumors suggested could have used the vibrating anal beads controlled by a third party to determine the best move to make in his match against Carlsen.
Even if he was naked, you wouldn't see him.
Well, you'd see the little string coming out to get him
not
out.
Not always.
All right.
You know, not necessarily.
I don't know how you're going fishing to get those out if you don't got the little pull tab.
Yeah.
I follow this, not to get off topic. I follow this Instagram page. It's about a radiologist. And they, every Friday, I forget what they call it, but it's a funny name. But every Friday, nurses and other radiologists upload their x-rays of people that get things lost up their butt.
Right.
So you're suggesting that not only is he using anal beads...
suggesting anything.
He's got to go to the hospital to get them removed to cover his tracks.
The internet does have, there are, like the Instagram that you're talking about, there are other like websites and things like that that sort of keep dibs on this kind of stuff, right? You know, you've heard of Elf on a Shelf? Well, here's Elf in Yourself, for example.
Sir, that's an apple.
Carlsen's unprecedented actions, coupled with his unfounded accusations, sent shockwaves through the chess world.
See?
And instantly thrust Neiman into the center of what is now widely reported as the single biggest chess scandal in history, the lawsuit reads. Maybe
that was in the lawsuit?
It was, yeah. Maybe this is all just a conspiracy to... get chess in the press.
You know what? Because who watches chess?
It's working because I don't follow chess.
Now you do.
I barely follow it now. Like, this is the only chess story I'm ever going to be interested in.
I certainly could not have told you who the current and challenging grandmasters were of the chess world until today.
Gary Kasparov is like the only name that matters to
me. I couldn't even name one.
Oh, he was the one that was.
Besides myself, but.
He was the one that like played the was it Deep Blue, the first like human versus machine chess tournament.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
The lawsuit alleges that Carlsen's actions were financially driven. His player Magnus Brand merged with Chess.com. We already talked about that.
Magnus Brand, the largest chess player in the world.
Defendant Nakamura is one of Chess.com's influential streaming partners that posted content to amplify Carlsen's accusations with numerous additional defamatory statements. Meanwhile, Chess.com executive Rensch, R-E-N-S-C-H, is accused of releasing defamatory reports to bolster Carlsen's unsubstantiated defamatory accusations that Neiman cheated against him in the Cinquefield Cup. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but apparently that's the chess championship.
All right.
Neiman arranged to play against teenage grandmaster Vincent Keimer in Germany, but Keimer later refused to play after the cheating allegations.
Yeah. So that's defamatory right there, because now the guy can't get legitimate matchups, because he's been blackballed and branded as a cheat.
Blacklisted.
Blacklisted. Yeah. Okay.
603-283-6160. Do you think this guy is a cheat?
Yep.
Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Boris Johnson was fighting on Sunday to get enough support to make a shock return as Britain's prime minister after prominent figures on the right wing of the Conservative Party coalesced around the man once accused of betraying him, Rishi Sunak. Sunak, the 42-year-old former finance minister, confirmed on Sunday he would enter the competition to replace Liz Truss, vowing to tackle the country's profound economic crisis with integrity, professionalism, and accountability. China's Xi Jinping secured a precedent-breaking third leadership term on Sunday and introduced the top governing body stacked with loyalists, cementing his place on the country's most powerful ruler since Mao. Shanghai Communist Party chief Li Qiang followed Xi onto the stage at the Great Hall of the People as the new Politburo Standing Committee was introduced, putting him in line to become premier when Li Keqiang retires in March. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
Well said. Yeah, I don't think I could have said it any better. I mean, maybe, but it takes a practice.
Yeah, a lot of practice.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
So we've been talking about this article from dailymail.co.uk or co.uk, depending on, you know, if you want to pronounce it or spell it, where apparently a teenage chess prodigy kicked ass against an older chess master. That chess master didn't like it much, so much so that he accused him of cheating.
It's ruining my brand.
It's ruining his brand.
I am the only grandmaster on social media.
He was about to achieve the greatest chess player that has ever lived, apparently.
The grand wizard of chess mastery.
And so what exactly did he, or how did this guy cheat, according to this grandmaster? Using remote control anal beads.
How else would you cheat?
Article. So there's more to the article, and we can talk more about that. But first, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Perfect segue.
Oh, yes. I've been hearing that supposedly so green coffee bean extract.
What?
And then green tea extract.
Okay.
And capsaicin, supposedly it's a calories.
Wait, what's capsaicin?
The pepper spice.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and therefore, it's supposed to help with diabetes.
Are you selling this?
No, whatever happened to her multi-level marketing job?
Okay. So we got a nurse. Okay, you're RN. So have you heard anything about this?
I've heard of green tea and, you know, its effects, but I've not heard of green coffee bean extract.
So
she might be confused. I don't know what a green coffee bean is.
It's just unroasted coffee beans.
Okay.
I mean, it could. I have heard of green tea. I know some people use that for like a metabolism booster.
Yeah,
and I know there's
drink
this.
It and it, like, it'll do things to you.
Yeah. Well, and I know there's this drink, too, where it's like lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and I don't know, some other things. But it's a metabolism booster.
Yeah.
I added green tea supplements to my diet when I was making a bigger effort to lose weight.
But supposedly my company has this. Product that is supposed to boost your metabolism, like you're saying, capsaicin and the green coffee bean. So therefore, somehow it helps with diabetes. I really can't. I'm trying to find the link between that. I mean,
if your metabolism's boosted, right, you're going to be burning up all those sugars and fats.
Yeah,
right.
And
so,
that will. Go ahead.
So with type 2 diabetes, a lot of what you want to do is diet-based. So you want to cut out sugars, cut out carbs, go on kind of like a keto diet.
Yep.
And then you want to exercise more. And those are some of the things that can help lower your blood sugars. So it's not surprising to me that some things that can boost your metabolism can also lower your blood sugars.
Oh, yeah, that now that it really makes sense, since you have, put all the pieces together like the jigsaw puzzle, you're right. Exercise burns up the sugar in your blood, the excess sugar, and you want to do the low carb, like you said, the sugar intake, like lower pasta. I mean, you still want to have sugar, but don't over inundate with sugar because your body does not produce enough insulin. You're insulin deficient to allow sugar into the cells.
Right. And, and the thing about the carbs, though, is that your body turns that into sugar. So if you eat sugar, you've got a bunch of sugar. And then if you eat carbs on top of that, your body just turns that into sugar.
You've got sugar for later.
Right.
Well, and normally that's fine, but if your pancreas is not functioning at an optimal level, then your body can't process those carbs and those sugar.
And your liver, too.
Yeah, your liver, too. And I just did a quick Google search on this,
like,
and apparently there is evidence that natural substances in green coffee beans can help control blood sugar levels. So.
Oh, yeah. So how do I know if I'm drinking coffee that it came from a green coffee bean?
It
or
probably
a brown
doesn't.
Coffee bean?
So most coffee that you're drinking is just going to be
roasted
coffee beans. So what is the green coffee bean? It's just raw?
Unroasted, yeah.
Okay.
I only know this because a friend of mine purchased a home coffee roaster because he wanted to roast his own beans because he liked it somewhere between the dark roast and the medium roast, right? Just to, he was like, I think I can achieve this on my own. He's kind of a nerd. And so he bought this thing, and so I went over to, like, see it. Like, he's talking about this, home roaster. I'm like, I got to check this out. I like coffee. I'm a fan. And so I saw his bag of pre-roasted coffee, and it's just green. It looks like peas, just like oversized peas. So, and then you put them in the roasting machine. You program it to whatever the depth of roast or time that you want it to roast for, whatever color you're going for. And it's kind of like a... I don't know. It kind of works like a popcorn machine, right? You put the green coffee beans in one side, and the roasted coffee beans come out the other side, and then you got to let them sit for a while before you can actually grind them up.
This is a Sunday show. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the white coffee beans.
Well, I never knew that. But anyways, so for the diabetes out there, it doesn't matter what company you get it from, but so here's the green coffee bean extract, green tea extract, and the capsaicin.
I'm sorry, did you say the diet pizza fare?
Capsaicin is from Chili's, and if you like a lot of hot, spicy food, it has been proven that you live healthier and longer because of that capsaicin.
In foreign countries, they don't have bell peppers. They have capsicum. And that's how they order it.
It has to be spicy. It's the spiciness and the red pepper.
Does that mean if I...
that little...
Does that mean if I grew my own capsicum peppers, I could call them capsicum kick-ass?
You could.
You could.
That's branding right there. So,
and capsaicin, so that if you eat plant, it helps you to use up your sugar, metabolize your sugar faster, so that diabetics, if you're listening, that might be something that helps you, other than the medication that you see on the commercials. Those things have more side effects.
Sure. I do want to to make sure our listeners know, though, that both coffee and green tea also act as diuretics, so be very careful with your consumption. Sarah, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
One quick thing about Sarah and her, her business.
Yeah.
I've labeled this Richie Rich's BCEs of MLM. So there's nothing necessarily wrong with the products that you'll get from an MLM.
What's a BCE?
Better, cheaper, elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
So whatever you're selling, if I can find it better, cheaper, elsewhere, there's no reason I need to buy it from you or join your company.
But you're supporting somebody and their small business.
Yeah, and if I can find a small business selling it better, cheaper, elsewhere.
You mean Amazon?
Sure.
eBay,
yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just a lot of MLM products, right, aren't necessarily bad, and there's nothing wrong with multi-level marketing as a concept.
Right.
For me personally, as the consumer, right, if you're trying to get me to sign up for your MLM or sell me your product from your MLM, it has to be so unique that I can't find it better, cheaper elsewhere.
Right.
Okay.
Richie and I have been doing the show for some time. We've had some discussions outside of being here in the studio as well. He's a pretty savvy consumer, as far as he has some good philosophies about purchasing and, why he does what he does. And he's got reasons behind all of them. So I like his advice is all I'm saying. But when it comes to, multi-level marketing, I'm staying away. Staying away. Yeah, if any of y'all are like, hey, I'm starting to, what you buying? Nope.
Nope.
I have friends who are very successful in it.
Yeah.
I have joined one, I think, unsuccessfully. And one of the big ones, I'll just say the name, Melaleuca, in Hawaii, the guy who was big on Melaleuca just opened up a retail shop that only sold to people who subscribed. It's viable, just not for most people.
I think that's the one that Sarah's involved in.
Melaleuca?
Yeah, okay. I believe so. 603-283-6160. Are you involved in a multi-level marketing?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to Free Talk Live.
I just want to say real quick, I don't have anything up my nose.
Okay. Glad to hear that.
Me either.
I have some nose hairs.
Okay.
Those are up my nose. So
I have a nose ring.
I also might have some air up in there.
Okay.
Sniffing pennies. Inside joke.
Inside somewhere joke.
I do want to say thank you to tonight's amplifier. His name is Jared Hofker. Jared is a gold-level amplifier, which means he gives $10 a month. We only ask for $5, and he gives $10 over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. What does this money go to? It goes to helping us get onto more radio stations. Currently, we're on somewhere around 200 stations. We could be on 250. 300 is not out of the question. 350, maybe more. It's all up to you. If you enjoy this program, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the perspectives that we bring on freedom, liberty, peace, prosperity, and anything else that we might be talking about, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. There are some perks that you get for being an amplifier, so there's some special ways you can listen to the show and some other things. That's not why you should join, of course, but those things do exist over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Jared Hofker. We appreciate you and your support. All right, so there is more to this article, which is about this chess prodigy, this young chess master, who managed to take on the big boss of the chess world. What were their names? I don't remember.
Magnus Carlsen's the big guy.
And he's the big boss. Yeah. And who's the young kid?
I'm spacing on it at the moment.
Neiman?
Yep. Hans Niemann.
Hans Niemann. Hans Niemann is the kid who took on the Grandmaster and apparently won. The Grandmaster took exception to it and accused him of cheating. We're not certain how this particular variety of cheating accusation was arrived at.
We're assuming it's because he had used this method on his own in the past.
Sounds like it.
But he says...
I mean, who hasn't?
That
just me?
He claims that this new youngster used some sort of remote-controlled anal beads to receive signals from, like, coaching staff to tell him which moves to make.
Right.
In the chess tournament, which he won. After the anal bead cheating accusations, a 72-page report...
I told you, big deal in the chess world.
By chess.com accused the self-taught chess prodigy of cheating more than 100 times. On October 5th of 2022, Niemann was scheduled to begin competing at the U.S. Chess Championship Tournament, which, due to defendants' repeated defamatory accusations and blacklisting, is quite possibly one of the last competitive chess tournaments in which Niemann will ever be allowed to play.
Oh, that's sad.
Niemann desperately hoped to be able to compete in the tournament, deliver an impressive performance, and lessen the blow of at least some of the defendants' defamatory accusations. Yet, once again, defendants had different plans. The lengthy report showed that the prodigy privately confessed to chess.com that he had cheated on numerous occasions, while it also revealed that he was banned from the site, though this was never made public. The report states that Niemann confessed to his cheating to chess.com COO Danny Wrench during a Zoom call and afterwards in writing during a Slack chat.
And that was only the two times when he was 12 and 16.
12 and 8-16, yeah. Right. Many of the tournaments chess.com said Niemann cheated in include cash prizes, the report said, including prize events, speed chess championship qualifiers, and the Pro Chess League. As a result of the accusations, tournaments... including the Tata Steel Chess Tournament, that's an odd name, have ceased contact with Niemann. Meanwhile, Carlsen's refusal to participate in tournaments where Niemann is present also bans the 19-year-old from the vast majority of them. Imagine having so much clout in some sort of gaming world where just your mere presence and your refusal to participate with a particular individual got you blacklisted.
Well, and that, again, that's part of it, right? Because he's got so much clout and his refusal to play because he lost to the kid.
Right.
Like, imagine banning your greatest competitor from all your future competitions.
Right.
Of course you're going to be there. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, as a strategy for Hans Niemann, right, he could also just claim to be the best, right, because no one will challenge him to defend him.
Right?
Like, oh, Magnus only thinks he's the best because he refuses to play me again.
I don't mean to make puns, but it sounds to me like Magnus is butthurt. Niemann would participate in about 15 major chess tournaments per year and earn between $5,000 and $15,000 in appearance fees and between $5,000 and $100,000 in cash prizes, according to the lawsuit.
It's quite a career.
Now that Niemann has been barred from participating in most tournaments, the lawsuit claimed the 19-year-old's career is destroyed by the Carlsen's lies. Niemann sent the elite world of competitive chess into a tailspin when he defeated Carlsen in the prestigious Cinquefield Cup in St. Louis, Missouri last month. Carlsen is generally acknowledged to be the greatest player in the game's history and has been enjoying an unbeaten 53-game streak until he sat down opposite Niemann on September 4th. The upset was so unexpected that rumors of cheating began to swirl almost immediately, and lurid allegations that Niemann owed his victory to the use of vibrating anal beads that telegraphed winning moves in Morse code. I didn't actually read this part. I was only guessing earlier when I mentioned
Morse
code.
Well, I mean, how else would you communicate
like
that?
Quickly took hold. In a later match, Carlsen resigned after just one move, in which has been interpreted as his belief that Niemann's play is not on the same level.
There was a similar story levied in like the poker world within a similar time frame.
Yeah.
Because some new chick joined like the major tables, came out of nowhere. No one really heard of her, whatever. And there was another like star sitting at the table, and she called his bluff and won and happened to win the hand on like, you know, the river.
Right.
You know, like, you could not have won this until you got lucky at the end. Why did you play this way? And so they accused her of cheating in a similar fashion, having something wedged somewhere you're not supposed to and getting signals about, you know, someone from behind looking at his cards, knowing what he has. And then in her case, you know, to avoid the sort of brouhaha, offered to return the money.
And like admitting guilt.
That's what the guy said. He's like, well, I'm taking that as an admission without an admission if you're willing to return the money.
Yeah, because if I won that money fair and square, I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
Did not do that.
Yeah.
And this is my money.
But you're also a newbie to his world. You know.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair play.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the most drama I've ever heard about, like, the chess world.
Right.
You know.
It's bringing it to light.
I'm like.
Are they going to start doing cavity checks now? Like, all right, spread them.
New chess cavity checks. Wait, is this a dentist or a chess game? I'm confused.
If the accusations continue to be levied right across the board, or this problem becomes worse, they're going to have to find some way to address it.
So, okay, let's assume that this method of cheating works in the chess world.
Okay,
and is effective. How does one actually cheat in chess?
Oh, again, the theory behind this one is he's getting Morse code signals by someone.
From coaches or someone, right, yeah.
Who are running Magnus's move against the computer algorithm.
Okay.
And that's part of that 72-page document from chess.com where the moves that Hans Niemann was making through his past tournament appearances don't appear to be in alignment with what other grandmasters and chess players would do in similar situations. So they're saying we have all this data of how people react in a given situation on the chessboard, and he's diverting from that. Like, his play is divergent to the norm.
But, I mean, isn't that... Okay, now let's just say the guy wasn't cheating. Wouldn't that be how you win? By not playing like everybody else always plays in certain situations?
Well, isn't that what being a prodigy is, right? Like, you do things differently and better than everyone else?
Which is why they have no proof of his cheating, aside from the two admissions at age 12 and 16.
And that doesn't even count, because that's completely different circumstances. Like, oh, I cheated when I was playing Monopoly when I was 6, but that doesn't mean I'm going to cheat at playing chess, you know
especially
what I mean?
In, like, a tournament or
whatever. Yeah,
so his moves resemble that of an algorithm. So they're assuming that someone's running his opponent's play against the algorithm and feeding him what the algorithm says to do.
Coming up on tonight's Sexy Sunday edition, what was this guy doing with an Elmo doll? And what is New Zealand doing with cow farts?
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.